When you buy a few cans of food at the store, what are they put into for you to carry them home?
Well, they put in some of them, put them in bags, some in sacks, I mean, boxes, little bags, thing.
What do you call a very large bag that's made out of loosely woven cloth? And it's a great big thing. 100 pounds of chicken feet or 100 pounds of potatoes might come in one of these.
Let's see. Sacks.
Okay. Would you ever call it a particular kind of sack according to what it's made out of?
You can say a bag and sack, and you can say a sack's made out of straight cloth. Bag and sack made out of bagging.
Okay. What do you call a small musical instrument that's about that long and about that high? You hold up to your mouth and blow on it.
Harp.
And what about one that's shaped like this and you put up to your teeth?
Oh, I used to play them juice harps.
Can you still? Have you played one a long time?
Yeah, I used to.
What do you call a piece of playground equipment that's made with a long board balanced in the middle and one child sits on one end and one sits on the other and they go up and down?
Seesaw, they used to call.
What do you call a homemade merry-go-round?
Well, most people call them seesaws, too.
Okay. What do you call a flat piece of stone that you use to sharpen a knife on?
That's wet rock.
Let's see now. Would you describe some different kinds of wooden fences?
Let's see. You can take a fence and make it out of pine, saw lumber and make it out of pine, or make it out of oak, saw lumber, make it out of oak or poplar.
Okay. And what are some different ways that a fence can be shaped and built?
Well, in olden times, rails was meant to call rails. You put them across that way. Another way you can put them straight, put down posts, nail them straight.
This way.
You post and put the plank here and a plank on and nail it.
Okay. And what would you call that? What kind of fence?
They call it a plank fence. They always call it.
All right. So then there's a rail fence that goes zigzag.
Yeah, rail fence is built that way.
Now, does a rail fence have any straight up and down posts, or are they all lined
in? No, no posts at all. They just
rail fences made like this. They split rails. They used to split them. Old people used to split them. They leave one here, one here, and leave that way, one that way.
And then they stack them up on top of each other like
that. That's right.
Well, now, what about a fence that has a little point up at the top? You know, the little slats with the little points?
Well, let me see. Fence got down. I don't know what you call it now.
Do people use that kind of fence?
They don't use that kind of fence here. They don't use, I don't know what you call that fence. I don't believe it.
Well, can you think of any?
Oh, yeah. You used to build fence that way. We used to build gardens. Go cut us a tree, split it open, and take us a floor, and go ahead and put your floor and reared out some things about like a hand, and then we'd sharpen them right like that and have a plank nail here and a plank down at the bottom, nail them, stick up there. That's what you call a garden, they used to call it. That's where you used to make a garden. We didn't have no wire at that time. That's right.
Okay. So then there's a rail fence and a plank fence and a garden fence.
Yeah, sure is a garden, that's right. Okay. Then there's a wire fence, we know that.
Yeah, then that's just with posts.
Yeah, maybe with posts on there.